Come on, come on, Scoop. Come on.
Can I get the tongs?
Come on.
All right. What kind of wood chips you got there?
What kind of wood you got?
Apple.
Good job.
That's what I'm talking about.
Do not be afraid of the fire.
Come on, you got this. We got a young pit master in the making. We're doing our podcast right now.
Do not be afraid of the fire.
What kind of wood you got?
Apple.
Apple wood. Don't be afraid of the fire now.
Don't be afraid of it. There you go. Now in the middle.
There we go.
There you go. Now close it down nice and slow.
You got it, bro.
Nice
you got
slow.
It.
There you go. Good job, young fella.
That's what I'm talking about.
I need another pair of thongs. The tongs, because them ain't the ones we were using. What are the tongs that you use to pick the meat?
They're on the counter.
They're on the counter.
You need another pair of thongs?
I don't need a pair of thongs.
You said thongs.
Hey.
This is live. This is going on Spotify. He need a pair of thongs while he's grilling. This is Maximum Wicked Barbecue. If you follow me on IG, this is the Grill and Chill Podcast. We on all platforms. My barbecue brother in arms, Smoking Bricks Barbecue.
What's good?
He needs a thong while he grill. Hey, look, the drink for the day. I don't know if you know about my man 20 grand, but dude, whatever flavor 20 grand you get, it's smooth. Mm. Cognac and vodka mix. Mm. The beer for the day, we got Modelo's in the cold. We got Blue Moon Mango Wheat.
Yes, sir.
Don't knock it till you try it. The topic for discussion is top five dead or alive. You had a starting five like a basketball, football. Yo, sir. Sports team.
Which counter?
Which counter?
Any one of those counters. I'm not sure.
It's
one of them tongs on the counter.
Yeah.
Who would be your top five in your kitchen? As far as your team, and who's your sixth man? Not the starting five on the bench, because your bench can be better than your top five.
Oh,
but who's your sixth man? My top five, I'm going with Aaron Franklin.
Yes, sir.
Head chef of Franklin Barbecue in Austin, Texas.
Yes, sir.
Folks line up just for his barbecue. It starts at 11 until sold out at either 2 or 3 p.m. 6 days a week. Sometimes them folks out there at 5:30, 6 in the morning just for barbecue.
Every day.
He's a James Beard 2015 Best Chef win in the Southwest Barbecue Pit Master, one of the most influential pit masters in the U.S. He is now in the 2020 Barbecue Hall of Fame. My number two, Myron Mixon.
Yes, sir.
Four-time barbecue world champion. And
make your tongue beat your brain out your head.
One of the well-known judge of barbecue pit masters, one of my favorite shows. He is considered the winningest man in barbecue.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. You find them tongs.
Come on. Got a young pit master in the making, man.
He is a best-selling author. He is the head of Jack's Old South in Braselton, Georgia. Open up. He is a 2013 Hall of Fame barbecue recipient.
Good job.
My number three, Stephen Racklin.
Put it up.
Oh, we got the ribs. Oh, he's over here moving the ribs.
There you go, baby boy.
I got to record this.
But you want to put him up in the back.
Stephen Racklin is my number three.
Good job.
Best-selling writer, he's a TV host, etc., etc. He's won James Beard Awards five times for his cookbooks.
Good job.
He is a host of Primal Grill Project, Smoke, a whole bunch of other shows.
That one? Yeah. Oh. Hey.
Hi. I'm
right here.
Dad.
Yo.
Yeah.
You got it. Grill it. He's the founder of Barbecue University.
Good job.
Over in Colorado Springs, a three-day intensive course of open fire pit cooking. 2015 Barbecue Hall of Fame recipient. Small forward, number four, Bobby Flay. Top chef, restaurateur. Hey, restaurants all over. He learned at the French Culinary Institute, not to mention TV shows all over entertainment. Three-time James Beard Award winner, 2015 Hall of Fame recipient. You got it, man.
My boy.
My number five, Morimoto.
Yes, sir.
Unique style of Japanese fusion. All types of TV shows. He is well known as an Iron Chef. He is in the Culinary Hall of Fame.
Yes, sir.
My number six.
Six man coming off the bench. Who you got?
Gordon Ramsay.
Yes, sir.
And I ain't got too much to say about that.
You don't need to say much.
Top five, dead or alive.
Okay.
Who you got?
Well, I'm gonna have to agree with a couple of yours, brother. My point guard would have to be Aaron Franklin, man.
Okay.
Reason being, Aaron Franklin gonna make things happen. You know what I'm saying? Aaron Franklin is the play setter. He's going to make sure that the game is ran according to the game plan. I've rolled past Aaron Franklin's at 2 in the afternoon and in Texas, I drive trucks for a living, and I rode past Aaron Franklin barbecue, and it was closed. It was no need for me to even try and get out of my truck. Aaron Franklin is my point guard. My two guard, just like Michael Jordan, would have to be Myron Mixon, man.
Hands down.
Myron Mixon.
When he gets mad at barbecue.
Will make your tongue beat your brain out your head. You understand me?
Okay.
Myron Mixon, man, I don't know many people who win more than he does. Reminds me of Michael Jordan.
He is a 4-time barbecue world champion. All day. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But to every Michael Jordan, you got to have a Scotty.
Who's your Scotty?
And my Scotty is going to have to be Big Mo Quezon, man.
Damn.
Big Mo Quezon, yo.
He is also on Barbecue Pit Masters.
Big Mo, if you've never watched Big Mo, you're missing out. You're really missing out. Like, these dudes are inspirational. These dudes are like, they don't hate on you for what you do. You know what I mean? They don't hate on you for trying, you know? My power forward is going to have to be Malcolm Reed at How to Barbecue Right.
I like
Malcolm Reed, yo. I'm going to tell you the truth. Because of Malcolm Reed, man, he has helped me elevate my game. No jiving, no lying, no nothing.
True that.
Malcolm Reed at How to Barbecue Right, yo. My man is like, he's the enforcer. He's going to let you know what time it is all the time. My center?
Who's your five?
My center?
Who's your five?
Slap Your Daddy Barbecue, Harry Sue.
I like him.
Yo, I'm going to tell you right now, if I could sit down with somebody and just pick their brain on some no bull, it would be Harry Sue. And he allows you to watch him on video on YouTube. If I can, yo, subscribe to Harry, Slap Your Daddy Barbecue. Harry Sue breaks down everything.
Would you actually slap your daddy?
I would slap the heck out of my dad. Like, for real. Because of Harry Sue. Like, I would slap my pops today because of Harry Sue. Like, he's going to break it down from the beginning to the end, how to buy your meat, what kind of meat to buy, what to look for in the meat that you're going to buy. Like, my man's going to break it down. He's the anchor. You know what I mean? My six man, no bull.
Coming off the bench.
Yo, at least 35 minutes a game, Cosmo Q.
Okay.
Reason being, my man Cosmo, he got a unique type. Yo, even some of the guys that I mentioned before use Cosmo's rubs and injections in they food.
Okay.
So Cosmo definitely number six, absolutely coming off the bench. And I'm gonna take over the podcast. I'm gonna go seven Diva Q. I gotta go with Diva Q.
Ooh.
Gotta go with Diva Q.
I'm at a tag.
Yo, Diva Q. I'm going to tell you right now, if I wasn't married, I would just work on your truck just because. No lie. If I could work on your truck just because, I would work on your truck. Diva Q, you are my hero. Yo, you are my shiro. You are my shiro. Because of you, it's like, I believe that no matter what, you got to keep cooking. I remember watching you start off on the Pitmaster circuit.
You sound so manlowish right now.
And you was out there. Yo, you know what? Because of Diva Q, I'm cool with that. Like, she's a monster. Like, if you ever fear anybody, you got to fear Diva Q. Because, like, she hasn't been in the game long enough to battle or rival Aaron and Myron.
But she
and
good.
Mo Quezon.
But
Big
she
Mo,
got it.
But she's there.
She's there.
She's, yo. If you looking for a rookie, like she's not a rookie though. She's been in the game 10 years.
She know what she know.
Or better. But yo, if you looking for somebody to come off the bench.
She know what she know.
Yo, Diva Q.
She know what she know.
AT, yo. I'm going to take over his podcast again. ATBBQ.
Mm-mm.
Yo. My man be smoking.
I think we need to tag some folks.
My man be smoking food, bro. I'd be one. Yo, I would beat him up just to take the food.
That's horrible.
Even though he probably would let me just taste it, I would probably beat him up just to take the food.
That's horrible.
Like, real talk. My man be smoking. Yo, he smoked salmon. No lie. I watched this man, like, literally make, what is it? What's the meat for Reuben?
The pastrami?
The pastrami. Yo, my man.
Did he smoke it?
Yo. First, he shows you how to pickle the meat and everything, like with the seasoning.
That seems pretty simple.
Right? Then he smoked it for you. showed you how to do it. Then he showed, yo, he cut, like, step by step. Step by step.
Ooh.
Step by step. Step by step. Yo, I don't know. Step by step.
If you had to make a trade for one of your top five, or even your sixth man, who would you trade? All
right. So, you can't trade apples for oranges, right?
Mm-hmm.
So.
I don't know. It depends if you want oranges.
Apples are always better.
What's juicier? No homo.
True. 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 I'm not going to get into that. But, okay, I would trade Harry Sue, my number five.
Okay.
I'd trade Harry Sue for Gordon Ramsay.
Ooh.
Gordon Ramsay, honestly, no bull crap, is one of my favorite chefs.
Gordon's me. Everything.
Yo, you know...
Folks sleep on Gordon. Gordon me.
You know why I like Gordon, yo?
What's the show? To Hell and Back?
To Hell and Back.
Oh, Gordon.
Hell's Kitchen, when he was doing the Saving the Restaurant. You know why I like Gordon, man? Because people see him as this hardened monster,
he's
right?
Not. Gordon takes it serious.
Yo, he takes it very
serious. He got a love for it.
Right? But if you ever watch his YouTube channel, where he's cooking with his kids...
Oh, I love
it. Yo, Gordon's a big baby. Like, he's
but
a big kid.
But you know what flips me out with Gordon on the shows? Yeah, we're gonna make some patty waffles. I'm like, okay, that must be from the country.
Yeah,
because I ain't never heard of patty waffles. Nigga, that's waffles, bro. Them waffles. I never heard of patty waffles.
Yeah, Gordon Ramsay's definitely gonna give you. But, yo, I'm gonna tell you,
but Gordon Ramsay.
I think Gordon, he be adding names this year though.
I'm like, okay, that's that London talk.
Yeah, Gordon gonna add names. Oh, we're making
we from up north,
jump
from the
up.
East.
Jump up waffles but, when it's really just regular waffles.
But late the past few years in the South, bruh, them waffles.
Them waffles.
Them patty waffles.
But you know what? I love Gordon, yo.
Gordon nobody know.
Because Gordon's not going, he's not going pussyfoot around. He's not going
to,
he's not going to hold, he's not going to baby you. Not saying that any of the other guys will. But Gordon's going to tell you straight up and down, bro, whether you like it here or not.
If you want to cook, this what you need to do.
Exactly.
Gordon nobody know.
That's Gordon going to tell you what it is.
That's why he my sixth man.
Gordon going to tell you what it is. So if I had to make a trade, and don't get me wrong, I love Harry Sue, man. Ooh. I love Harry Sue, but I would trade Harry Sue for Gordon Ramsay.
Ooh.
I would trade Gordon. Now, I'm going to flip it to you, though.
Okay.
If you had to trade one of your five, your top five, who you got? Who you rocking? Apples for oranges or apples for apples? Who you rocking?
I'm going to have to take out Morimoto.
Ooh. You got, hey, draft picks?
And I'm going to have to swap him for... What's it called? I guarantee. What's the
Justin cat? Wilson. Cat dome. That's cheating, dog.
I'm mad to switch.
That's cheating.
Cause that guy right there.
That's cheating. That's cheating.
That Cajun French cuisine. I don't even think he reads recipes.
Yo.
He just, bro, I'm going to get up in the same thing right there. I'm going to cook that day. I guarantee.
Word. Yo, you would pour the salt in his hand.
That little Cajun up in there. That's two tablespoons right there. Two
tablespoons.
He don't say tablespoon. Tablespoon. Tablespoon.
Yo, you notice how he never said chicken?
That chicken.
It's chicken.
Yeah, I'm throwing your chicken off.
Some chicken in there. Make sure you put that chicken in there.
Yeah. That guy right there.
Make sure you put some chicken in there.
Yeah,
that okay. Yeah, you went big with it. You went big. So I'ma go ahead and do this.
Okay.
I'ma finish off my ten man spot.
Okay.
Right? So DVQ May 7.
Okay.
I got Julia Childs, yo.
Okay.
I'ma bring in Julia Childs. Reason being, you know why I like Julia Childs?
Why?
Cause Julia would sit there and watch somebody cook. And tell them how to cook while they cooking.
Okay.
These are world renowned chefs, and she telling them, "Nah, you doing that wrong." Straight up. My number nine and ten spot.
He's doing his top. He's going his.
I'm gonna do my top ten.
I'm
doing my five starters and my five bench.
Okay.
My next two.
Okay.
They come as a pair.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? No bull. It's gonna have to be Max Smoky Kitchen and Smoking Bricks Barbecue. I don't care what nobody say. We get down with the best of them. You know what I'm saying? And if you're a rookie in the game, you got to learn from the best. So why not learn from Aaron Franklin's, the Myra Mixon's, the Big Mo Kayson, the Morimoto's, the Harry Sue's, the Malcolm Reed's, the Cosmo QD? Why not?
So basically, we both coming off.
So
we coming
me,
off the bench.
Me and my brother-in-law
we coming
are
off
coming
bench.
Off the bench. We the Scott Burrells of the basketball team. You give us the shot, we gonna make the shot.
We the bad Bobbies at the barbecue.
That's it.
How about that?
That's it.
Catch us on the grill. How about that?
That's it.
How about that?
Catch us on the grill.
How about that?
Period. My top 10, little recap. My top 10 is Aaron Franklin,
okay.
Hands down. Okay. Myron Mixon, Big Mo Kayson, Malcolm Reed at How to Barbecue Right, and I made a trade for Harry Sue.
Ooh.
With Chef Ramsey.
Okay.
I love Harry Sue. I love Harry Sue. I watch him every day. I really do. But Chef Ramsey, if you could get a Chef Ramsey, that's like trading for a freaking Kevin Durant. You got to get him. You know what I mean?
2 years?
Yeah.
Take him.
You got to get him. Then off the bench, I got Cosmo Q. I got Diva Q. I got ATBBQ. And then I got myself at Smoking Bricks Barbecue and my big brother-in-law at Max Smoky Kitchen coming off the bench. You give us the ball, we're going to make the shot.
Wow.
You give us the ball, we're going to make the shot.
We
period.
Like the Jamal Crawford's a barbecue.
Period.
How about that?
Give us the shot, we're going to make it.
Catches on the pit, how about that?
Give us the ball, we're going to make it.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Give us the ball, we're going to make it.
When can we eat?
In a few minutes.
We about to eat. Once
I'm about to take these ribs off.
Take the ribs off.
The ribs
off,
is about to come off right now. The ribs is...
Like, y'all should just be brothers.
We are brothers.
We are brothers.
Not by blood. Marital status.
Boom. We are
same
brothers.
Thing.
Stop hating.
Stop she hating you
see,
on the status.
You see how the kids come outside and they be hating.
What are
you
doing?
Be hating.
We're cooking. Hating.
Debbie,
so
what's your temp?
To the phone?
What's your temp?
I'm not talking to the phone.
What's your temp?
Weirdo.
What's your temp?
Like I said, this podcast, live and uncut, we doing what we do.
Okay.
They come out and interrupt, phone calls and all that. But hey.
We're going to check in with them. Let's go check in with them.
Yes.
You got, uh-oh.
We coming.
Grandbaby done took over.
We coming.
Grandbaby done took over. It's a wrap. Pop done got called.
We coming.
He can't deny the baby. He can't deny the baby girl. Can't deny the baby.
Hey.
But we're going to take a little sneak peek real
Max
quick.
Max Smoking Barbecue. Smoking Bricks Barbecue. This is like, I want to say this is the sixth podcast I done did.
Oh, man.
And what better feature to have than my brother-in-law, Smokey Bricks Barbecue.
Yo, shout out to my brother, Max Smokey Barbecue,
top
man.
Top 5 Dead Alive. Who you got in your
kitchen? Shout out to this dude, yo.
Who you got in your kitchen? And of course, we're going to have more to come.
Absolutely. Shout out to my brother, man. Shout out. Word up.
And we about to eat.
For real, for real.
And drink some more.
For real, for real.